Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for jumping on today's podcast. If you're new to these, we spend just a few minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to provide some encouragement and focus as you launch into your day. And if you're not familiar with it, I want to invite you to check out our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation. Just swing by weekdaymeditation.com. And I'm telling you, these two together can make a big impact. Well, today on the podcast, we're talking about what do you want to be when you grow up? Now, I don't know if you had big dreams when you were a kid, but when I was a kid, when I began to dream, when I grow up, I either wanted to be a rock star or I wanted to be a magician. And it sounds funny to say that out loud, but really, as a kid, that's what I wanted to be. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe it's a baseball player, maybe it's president, maybe it's something else, but most of us had big dreams when we're kids of what we wanted to be when we grew up. Now, chances are now that looks a little bit different. In fact, I talk to people all the time that have regret or they feel like they've missed out, that there was something more that they hoped for. But here's a reminder that I want to give you today. You have been called to be something significant, and the way that you've been called to be something significant is becoming like someone who is significant. Romans 8 and verse 29 has a great reminder in this lane. It says, God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son. Do you catch that? To become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And so here's the reminder. When we grow up, we're ultimately called to be like Jesus. Now, that does not mean you're going to be like a god. You're not going to be a mini god. That's not going to happen. But what it does mean is that God wants us to look like his son, Jesus. He wants us to become godly like him. He wants us to take on his characteristics. He wants us to look like him, to talk like him, to be like Jesus. Jesus was joyful. He was patient. He was peaceful. He was kind. He had self-control. He was loving. He was gentle. He was never in a hurry. I mean, if you want to check out some of the fruits of the Spirit, read Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. This is a picture of what God wants us to be when we grow up. Now, the reminder is that it's not going to happen overnight. There's no microwave when it comes to growing up and becoming like Christ. It doesn't happen overnight, and it's not necessarily going to be easy, but you are going to get there. If you stay committed to the process, if you stay humble and moldable, you'll get there. Philippians 1 and verse 6 says it this way. Paul says, I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ returns. And so I want to encourage you today to think about, what are you going to be when you grow up? As you're growing in your faith, are you going to look more like Jesus? Or are you going to look more like the world? And if you begin to look at the fruits of the Spirit and you get discouraged by not seeing more fruit in your life, remember this, that the same God that started that work inside of you, he isn't finished yet. He's still working on you. He's still in the process of making you look more like his son, Jesus. Man, that's what I want to be like when I grow up. Well, that's all the time I have on the podcast today. But before I jump off, I need your help. Would you help me wish Pastor Chuck a very happy birthday? When this podcast drops, today is Pastor Chuck's 60th birthday. Chuck is an incredible friend. He's an incredible leader. He loves his family so well. He leads with a great big heart. I'm a better person. I'm a better husband. I'm a better pastor and leader because of my friend, Pastor Chuck. And so I love you, Pastor Chuck. So grateful for you. And man, would you all jump on his Facebook page and jump on email chuck@sugarhillchurch.com and let's blow up his inbox with so much love today. We love you guys and are so grateful for you. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.